I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You but guys with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Wow. We got sound effects to start off today's show.
Coming in hot.
You like that? You like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, coming like in that. Hot. What's going on, Sean? Hey, Karen.
A little preview from Sean. Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm doing a sound effect right now. You don't hear it?
No, we heard it. We're asking
No, this
you
one right now. Did you hear the one right now? Listen. That's the silence of my Tesla. It doesn't make any noise. You like
wow.
that? I can't even force a laugh for you on my own show. Can't even do it. All right, so Sean, why are you making noises? Why are you making noise about cars? Go ahead, tell us. What are we doing?
Despite you guys not wanting to do this show, and I had to push you guys to do it because you non-hater driving people in the world want to know what is going on with these car prices. Where do I stand? Should I get a car? Should I not get a car? Should I sell my car? What should I do? And I thought we needed the two black guys. Did you get it? Vroom.
Now we get it. Now that all you've right. explained all that, now we understand what we're doing. So, all right, guys. So what is going on with cars? And why are we talking about car prices?
Well, Karen, since you asked, used cars are worth more now than what you've paid for them in the past, people.
That's crazy. Since when?
Since now. And some used cars are selling up to $10,000 above sticker price. I think, you know, there are some reasons for this. So let's get into this, Sean.
So Karen, like one of your dating app men pulls up on an old Nissan.
Oh
don't diss him that like that. I mean, he could be a baller.
That old Nissan guy might be a billionaire.
Exactly.
That old Nissan is now worth maybe 10 grand more than it used to be. So
well, you know what's funny? At the time that we prepared this, these notes, since then, the situation's actually grown more dire. It's been in the news. We should get into it. But yeah, it's actually the situation has deepened. We will update you as we go along. But go ahead, Sean, tell us what's going on.
Well, the big theory is why there's really it's like simple economics. Like I always like to explain economics 101.
You do like to explain.
Demand is very high for cars, but supply is low. They can't they have cars like almost complete, but they can't complete them because there's this thing called a semiconductor that is in shortage. I think they're mostly made out of Taiwan and they just haven't been able to keep up with production. It's just amazing that all these cars have this same unique part that they all need from electric to gas. They need this semiconductor. And because of that, it's created a shortage of supply of cars.
Prices are so high because of months and months of an inventory crunch sustained by high demand. Simple economics. Demand exceeds supply, resulting in high prices.
So can you just start? Thank you for echoing what I just said, Matt. But, you know, yes, you're absolutely right.
And if I can jump in, since we have prepared this podcast, also a few things have been going on. So a couple things that have also led to this crunch have been the trucker rally going on in Canada. The protests that blocked major roadways and trade between the U.S. and Canada, and that affected the car manufacturing industry especially hard. The car manufacturing industry is on a limited supply inventory basis, meaning that they rely on supply chains really heavily rather than having a lot of inventory, and that really messed them up and set back production. And in addition to that, just this February 16th, a ship carrying thousands of luxury cars sank in the middle of the ocean.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It caught fire. And then Tuesday morning, it finally sank. And it contained hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cars. And insurance is going to cover that. But, you know, there is a huge shortage. And now, of course, there is a war going on in the world. And we're about to see crazy things going on with gas prices. So some really major things are going on with car prices.
Not to mention, we're still coming out of a pandemic, which, you know, is like,
Not to mention, so in conclusion, used car prices have risen at least 40% from January 2021. This is actually the first time since World War II, when the men were conscripted to go to war and women were forced to work in factories to meet demand, that used car prices are actually rising. And honestly, this is a shocking historical event that a lot of people didn't think they would ever see.
Let's just fast forward. Like, I don't want to go too much off topic, but it's so amazing now because, like, what's happening in Ukraine, all the men have to stay and the women have to flee. And, you know, it kind of history kind of repeats itself. So if you want to kind of predict the future, what could be happening, this is a man, we really two black guys is. We could be tying a lot of different things that's happening.
Well,
now.
Look, yeah. Sean, I mean, we just had the presidential for Biden's first State of the Union address, and this isn't a political show, so think what you want about Biden, but he is also trying to prepare the Americans for the hit on the economy that it will take to actually sanction Russia in a meaningful way, meaning to cut off our dependence on their oil and gas reserves, which are really, really vast, and it's going to hit people in the wallet. And so not only are car prices going up, but gas prices are going up. A lot of commodity prices are going up, and supply chains have never been in more peril.
Yeah, it's just crazy what's happening. And, you know, I remember growing up, everybody was in fear of this global economy, but yet some people wanted it. Some countries didn't want it. And I have always been a fan of the world without borders, you know, but I'd have to say, like with anything, there's a downside to it. You know, there is a downside to it because whatever is happening in the world, everybody now is affected. And this is because of the open economies getting, you know, we have one global news now. Like we can't, there's no country sitting in a bubble anymore. We're all kind of affected by the same thing globally.
Well, connecting some of these dots, like you brought up the shortage of semiconductors and how that's affecting the supply. And then we've also touched on the war going on. Take, for example, the car maker Hyundai and Kia. You know, there's parts, battery cells, superconductors that are supplied directly to Hyundai and Kia that come from the Ukraine. Wow. So, like, those car manufacturers are going to feel a direct blow from this war. So those semiconductors, superconductor, all these different parts, it's just going to be a circular impact to where the used car market is definitely going to be in demand so those prices are going to continue probably to rise.
This is the ignorance of people, though. I don't even understand in 2022, not to go back to the war, that you as a leader of a nation, whatever, and I'm not trying to pick sides, but sometimes you just feel that way, that you would actually go risk a world war and after knowing historically what's happened, the damage, the lives, the displacement of people, the hurting of the economy for just wealth and land. It's just sad that people still have that mindset. You know,
well, the irony is that the cost is wealth and land. The exact cost of this war is lives, wealth, and land. The things that are the basis apparently to preserve, right? Mm-hmm. That the war was supposedly like executed on, and not to be political because we're not political, but it is really wild.
We can be political if we want to be.
But yeah, sure. We're not a highly political show. We don't take these hard stands politically. I think that makes our show really fun because you don't have to subscribe to our politics or anything to listen to the show. But it is really wild how interconnected it is and the immediacy of it. Like we've been feeling this used car price hike has actually been going on for a while, which is interesting. And we're going to talk about the impacts in a moment, but it really is wild how something overseas is having this immediate and rapid effect on all of us, all of our lives, whether you drive or not.
Well, let's make that moment right now. What is the immediate impact? What is the result of this shortage?
Well, first of all, unlike pretty much any other time, you can actually make money on a trade deal, trading in your used car. It might actually be worth more or as much as the car that you want to buy. You will at least notice way, way, way less depreciation than in past years, for sure.
Well, yeah. The crazy thing is, you know, I thought I was being so smart in November of selling my Tesla, thinking that I peaked and, you know, I made this great move of selling it ahead of the market before it's due. And I think I could have held it and made more money. And then the downside is now, like, you know, Tesla would send me, I put down on a new Tesla. That's why I was like, so I had, like, I think I said in a previous show, I had this contract since April that I'm going to get the new one when it comes out. And when I sold my car in November, they said, oh, it'll be ready in December. December comes, it'll be ready in January. January comes, it'll be ready in February. Now, March, I checked my car, quote unquote, probably because of what's going on in Ukraine, they gave me notice that I wouldn't be able to get it till July.
No.
Right. So I'm, you know, I don't want to
Tesla
sound like
a driver. All right. We get it. He drives a Tesla.
It's first world problem. People are dying, but it's just amazing how much it's hard to speculate what's going on in the economy, you know?
Yep.
It's hard next week on Two Black Guys with Good Credit, we'll delve deep into the impact Sean is dealing with. his
I didn't want to go there. We're driving about finance. Matt, you talked about what's going on in Ukraine and Kia parts. And I'm just saying, look, I'll even push back. Probably was have to affect that a pushback. Now, when my car is going to be ready, like, you know, so I'm going to have to drive my work van another few months or.
We get it, Richie.
Okay. Can we just keep going? Come on,
of course we can. Back to the point here, as we've made it clear that, you know, all of these world events and factors, they're driving cars from used cars. Also, newer model cars are appreciating faster. Older cars are gaining as well.
Everything's expensive. Everything is getting more expensive. Yeah. If I were in the market for a new car, I'd be freaking out right now.
So before this pandemic, before what's happening in Ukraine, 33% of the value of your car would drop in the first year. Then every year after that, your car would depreciate 14% annually. So that's why hot girl summer Karens would all look like the guy with any a car 2 years or older, because in her mind, it's an old-ass car.
Old-ass car, that's right. Not anymore, though. Now it's a hot commodity.
Today, guys, cars are only depreciating at a 14% compared to 33% that I mentioned earlier. And the year after, the car is only appreciating. The year after, your car is appreciating, not depreciating, by 12%. So it's gaining.
Damn, that's wild.
Huge. Exactly.
And I've never heard of that happening.
Well, it's kind of like Sean Linden. I appreciate every year. Like, I mean,
Don't we all just age like fine wine on this show?
Absolutely.
Don't take my game, Karen. Just play
I'm
with
sorry,
my game.
But you don't crack. You know the famous saying.
Well, you are absolutely right, Karen. We don't crack. But that note, we got a little more left, people, but it's time for us to take a quick commercial break. So stay tuned as we continue to break down why used car prices are rising and also more about Sean's Tesla. So stay tuned for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's all about, let's hear it, Sean. What's the sound effect? What are we talking about?
Vroom, vroom.
There he is.
You didn't let me get my silence. You didn't get my Tesla silence. Can you guys like
Sean's
get the silence?
It's Sean's time to Sean. Oh, get your Tesla sound. What's a Tesla sound like, Sean?
Vroom, vroom. That's it.
Yeah. Can you hear me snapping? That's for you, babe. Good job.
Wow. Well, today we're discussing why are used car prices rising and the car market in general and all the different factors from the pandemic to the war in Ukraine to the supply chain. So, Sean, what's next?
I don't know, bro. I just hope, you know, things get better. There's a little bit of a settling in the market. You know, I'm not a fan of used cars appreciating because it really makes it difficult to even acquire cars. And, you know, so I'd rather things settle back down. But more importantly, it's funny how you just things become into perspective. And, you know, I'd rather before I get my Tesla, I want this war to end. Can I say that? Does that sound like I'm being sensitive?
That's sweet. Yeah, you know, it sounds like you have a heart.
Because, you know, I don't believe in, you know, it's funny, you know, I don't want to go off topic a little, but it's just amazing that world leaders in 2022, knowing historically what these wars bring about, the deaths and the lives that it changed. I mean, unfortunately, Ukraine will never be the same for so long that you would do all this for like money and power. And, you know, even like division of land, like who cares what name this land is? Just let people live and stay healthy and let just things hum. You know, this global economy, I was a young man, I always thought it was such a great thing to have a world without borders. But I think it creates more wars now and greed, and then everybody's affected by what's happening around the world.
And to be fair, when you were a child, it was 1914 and the world was a different place.
Oh my God, yeah.
And the world was, of course, that's what you wanted. Now we know the borders are useful. And,
wow,
you know, and look,
fired.
look. Okay, I'll just say, as far as what's next, nobody knows, obviously. And since us floating the idea of doing this podcast, a bunch of stuff has changed already. And, you know, this war is going different than we thought. There's who, and it's been one thing after another, guys. It's been a lot. So who knows what the next Black Swan event's going to be, but analysts.
Why is it going to be a Black Swan?
You're yeah, black I don't make the rules. I just go here. I don't know.
Got to be a Black Swan.
I don't.
Be just a
okay, a swan.
Swan. Yes,
the
exactly.
Next swan that comes in.
Does it sound right to you? Right? Does it sound right to you? Right? But it sounds perfectly right to me.
Okay, the next colorless swan that comes in and messes up our, you know, whole lives upside down. Analysts are predicting that car prices will cool down in the second half of the year. Frankly,
I believe
it's the position of this show, if I may be so bold, that we are casting some aspersions on that prediction. I'm not so sure. I think maybe this year is going to be an expensive year for car buying.
Well, I have a question that I want to pose to the room and also particularly to Sean, because in past episodes through the years, this topic has come up with our beloved brethren, Arlington Forbes and Sean. You guys would discuss leasing versus buying cars. And I know, Sean, you are a proponent of leasing in normal times. But so has this car price increase in the value of whether it be used cars or new cars, has this changed your view on purchasing or leasing at all, or do you still hold to the leasing is better?
Oh no, absolutely. This market, I was a fan of leasing because I don't believe in a holding and depreciating asset. But I just mentioned your car is appreciating now. So yeah, you can hold that asset, you can own it because it has value to it. But you really have to watch the market because that appreciating asset could flip and become a depreciating asset. Then you're, like we say in the hood, you're stuck with the bag, you know. So, but I say in this time, it's good if you own a car
in the moment.
in the moment.
Right. There's a volatility. You don't know that it's
But you know what people are going to say? You know, like I always say, history is history. The past is the past. And sometimes people are still looking at the car market like by looking at what it's done, how it's performed in the past. But this may be the new norm. Nobody knows. I don't know. Nobody knows. So, you know, when this will end, if it will end, who knows? And so, right, I would say yes, at this current time, as we speak today, Matt, holding on to your car, financing a car may not be such a bad idea if you feel the prices are favorable and you feel like the market's going to sustain itself and hold it.
All right. Well, Karen, any last thoughts or any final takeaways on this?
Hi. Well, I, as a non-car owner and someone who also does not wish to own a car in the near future because it is an albatross here in New York, I say good luck to you. car buyers God. And owners, if you own a car already, I say good for you. It looks like you've got a good thing on your hands. If you're trying to buy a car, hope you can find a good deal. Maybe go through a friend or something. I literally don't know. The first thing about buying a car I've never done as an adult, I have gotten a bunch of parking tickets for a rental car, and that's the extent of it. I think that in conclusion, my prayers are with the people of Ukraine. What can I say? I hope all this smooths out and car prices go back to normal because people aren't dying. And that is it for me. So for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Karen Margolis. You can hit me up on whatever you want. KerenMargolis on everything. That's Karen with an E. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you did. It only matters what you do in next.
Well, thank you for that, Karen. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And clearly the world is changing on a moment-to-moment basis. I just want to say, on the heels of the pandemic, the current war in Ukraine and all the other, it just feels like so many trials and tribulations and stresses in the world. I'm like, yo, can we collectively just get a break? Can we? Good Lord. Like, this is just crazy times. But anyway, back to the point of this show. If you're in the car market, I guess now is definitely interesting times. Evaluate these prices. Do your research. Think wisely. Because the market is fluctuating, but you know, if you got a Tesla, just be aware that you may be waiting for a while on the waiting list. So that's it for me. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I would say, yeah, the car market is all over the place. I would hold off from buying unless you're in a really desperate situation because you could be getting gouged right now because of the shortage of supply. So if you can stretch your, you know, for those that don't know, you can always, you know, for me, I extended my lease on my Tesla many times. You can call and extend your lease. There's a great website that I like to use even to take over somebody's lease, which is my secret gem, which I'll share with you guys, which is swapalease.com, where you can take over somebody's payments that aren't making them. If you can be creative for a little while, before buying a car, I would recommend you do that. And if you have a car and you want to sell it, hey, it's a great time to sell it. I did it. I made some money, but just know there's trade-offs. You may go a little while without a car. So if you have an extra car in your household and you're able to go a little while without a car, then, hey, be my guest. Make some money in this time because you may look back and regret that you didn't. And I'm Sean. Like I said, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Hit me up at tbgwgc@gmail.com. And vroom, vroom, I'm out. Black guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.